And a good evening to you, everybody. It is Wednesday night, and come hell or high water, every Wednesday night right here on the General 95.9, the new 101.3, around the world on WAMWAMFM.com. It's the Josh Thompson Coaches Show, where we talk about Bar E basketball, the week that was, the week that is, and have a little fun. And I'm Mike DeCourcy, joined by the coach of the Vikings, Coach Josh Thompson. Good evening, Coach.
Well, Mike, it's always good to be back here at Red Bones, especially in the middle of Snowmageddon, appreciate Larry and Cindy letting us come in tonight, and I know they've opened things up to the public. They were closed last night, but you know how you talk about how we have this show in three segments, week that was, the week that is, and have a little fun. Seems like we have a lot of fun in each segment.
Well, I do. I just enjoy it really. We haven't been at school. You know, technically, we've had some e-learning and everything else, but, you know, several days with the winter weather, but this has always been a nice way to break up the week. And you know, a quick plug before we talk about the week that was, we get so caught up in, you know, gourmet foods and house made this, and we make this on site that. We are literally sitting here watching Red Bones prepare everything that they make in-house. And it is like when you come to Red Bones, you are eating things that they're not grabbing it out of the freezer and throwing it into the fryer. I mean, they're making dressings, they're making salads, they're making sides. It's just an impressive operation. So when you come to Red Bones on Wednesday night or any other night of the week, you are really getting a special meal.
You're getting the house-made stuff. You know, it's kind of like watching practice throughout the week, and then the games are on Friday and Saturday. They get ready for the weekend throughout the week, and, I literally thought that the ranch dressing over there when I came in was some type of an ice cream concoction that Cindy was making, and little did I know that it was actually mayonnaise sitting down in some of the ranch sauce, but I don't want to give away too much of the recipe.
Yeah, it just, like, I legitimately sit here, and my mouth waters just looking at it. Now, as we talked about, Red Bones is the it's a spot. It's not only our Wednesday night coach's spot, but it's our date night spot. You know, with me and you and the wives and the families, and we just love coming down here.
Absolutely, and we'll talk about here in a little bit the week that was. It was probably the selling point that got us a game last week.
It did. Well, let's go ahead and talk about this. The week that was, we discuss it every week. Friday night, the Vikings pick up win number 18 on the season and knock off South Knox to win the Blue Chip Conference Championship, third time in four seasons. So congratulations to your guys. And it was a game, Coach, where I thought defensively the attention to detail I thought was really good. You know, offensively, I'm just a novice. I wouldn't give us an A, but I'd give us a good solid B as far as, mm-hmm. you know, taking good shots, having really good possessions. But I thought just as far as the defensive end, you know, your guys did a really, really nice job.
Well, I thought we really guarded well. And the thing about guarding well with South Knox is, you know, recently they've been playing games at their tempo. And I thought with our pressure that we put on them early, we got them to play the game at a little faster pace than they were comfortable playing. And, you know, again, a lot of that was good defensive pressure. And then once we got in the half court, you know, we gave up a couple open looks, which that was a little bit by design. We didn't want to give Holscher any open looks, and we gave him one that I wasn't real happy with. But one of the reasons why we're giving some open looks was to speed them up a little bit. David's kids, I thought, had been playing really well. We talked about that last week coming in. They had beat Evansville Wrights at home the week before. And, you know, outside of the Lagoda game, I thought they played every game exactly the way they needed to play it. And, you know, again, I thought our guys did a great job on the defensive end. And the thing that I was probably the most pleased with, Mike, and the thing that we spent the most time on the last couple weeks of practice is closing games. And Coach Yoder always keeps a chart there with offensive and defensive efficiency. And in the fourth quarter, he had us marked down for zero bad offensive possessions. And we didn't turn the ball over in the fourth quarter. We had effective possessions every single possession in the fourth quarter. We closed really well, scored 18 points, and kind of won the game going away.
And when you talk about that closeout lineup, one of the things I noticed on Friday night is you look at the big three. You know, Kurt's going to be there. Bryson Graber, we'll talk about him here in a moment. He's going to be there. Hagan Knepp's going to be there. But I think at the end of the game, you put in somebody like Tyson Knepp, who just always seems to make the right basketball play, and maybe this is lost on the novices, and I just called myself a novice. But I notice when the ball hits his hands, he's passing ahead. He's meeting the pass, and you know when it hits his hands, the defense is going to have to chase for 3 or 5 more seconds.
Absolutely.
And in a tournament game, that could be a lifetime.
Absolutely. And he shoots free throws very well for a big guy too. You know, he's probably one of the most underrated passers that we have. And when we spread the floor, we can put him in the corner, and he does a tremendous job, like you talked about meeting the pass. You know, he runs through the ball. You know, I know Bellarmine loves Kurt Hope, and they've got him signed to a scholarship. But, you know, Coach Davenport talks about running through the ball and about how important passing and catching the ball are. And that sounds incredibly simple. but it's just like in volleyball, you know, your wife talks about how important passing is, how important setting is, because if you don't have good passes, you don't have good sets, you can have the best hitters in the world, but they're not putting the ball down.
It won't matter.
Yep. So, you know, Tyson Knepp does a lot of little things, and then on the other end of the floor, I think he's underrated as a defender. He can guard really, not that you want him on the other team's point guard, not that you want him on the other team's shooting guard, but if he gets switched out, you know, he does a great job of staying down in a stance and moving his feet.
Let's talk about, you know, what else is going on. And I guess I'm going to jinx the pitcher who's got the no-hitter going. I know we're not supposed to talk about that on air, even though you and I, when we call baseball and softball games, it's been a year, but we've always enjoyed doing that too. I'm trying to think. We did that to Gabe Gladish once. I know we did it to Hannah Graber in softball once. You know, we're really bad people for that. So Bryson Graber, 21 assists away from the state record in assists, obviously 3 regular season games scheduled in the tournament. Just talk about Bryson and what a tremendous accomplishment that really is.
Yeah, you know, Rick Semler did a really nice piece on Bryson. It's on the news tonight, just about the things that he does on and off the court for our team. I think Todd Lancaster is going to write a story about Bryson, but I think when Todd was telling me today his record as a starting point guard, I think he's like 94-6 over the last couple years, and that's incredible outside of the assist. But, yeah, he's 21 away, and so that's why it's really important for us to be playing all of our games, which goes back to last week when Rock Creek moved to this coming Saturday, why it was really important for us to find a game, and Eminence was willing to step in, and we'll talk about that here in a second, why Coach Haney was so willing to come down here. But we made sure that we got that game because we really want to get 3 games before the end of the season to give Bryson every opportunity to get this assist record.
Yeah.
But, you know, like you said, he's 21 away. And, you know, there's probably been very few kids that I've been as hard on over the years as Bryson Graber. And part of that is because
I'm going to cut you off right there. You know, you're not the only coach Bryson's had at Bar Eve, and I think before you got here, Coach Hughes was just as hard, and I think it's just kind of natural for head coaches to be hard on point guards.
Well, it is, and that guy has got to be an extension of you on the court. And one of the things I've really learned with Bryson and put a lot of trust in Bryson is that 9 times out of 10, he's going to make the right play. There was a situation against the zone on Saturday, and it was almost humorous. Mr. Ash was sitting right there, and, you know, by the way, if Aaron Ash was paying for NBA seats, he'd be paying a lot of money. He loves that seat right there at the end of the scorer's table. But Mr. Ash was sitting there, and then Dean Scott and Coach Yoder were sitting behind me. And we ran a set against the zone, and Bryson just happened to see something. And he put Kurt in a different spot. And I was like, I even made the comment over there on the sideline. I said, what are we doing? You know, just kind of aggravated that we weren't in the set when we needed to be in the set. And then all of a sudden, Bryson throws a pass to Kurt, and he lays it in. And I go, oh, that's what we were doing. You know, and that's one of the things that I guess I have never been very good at is really just giving control to a point guard. But over the last 3 years, I've really learned to trust Bryson. I've appreciated his input and practice. You know, we'll go through sets and practice. And Bryson's like, hey, if we had this lineup in, why don't we put this guy in the 3 spot instead of the 2? Because once we run this part of the continuation on the set, it puts this guy in this position. And there's just little things like that that sometimes you're so zeroed in as a coach of getting guys in the right spots that you don't think about things like that, and Bryson kind of thinks about them at another level. I think Bryson will be a really good coach one of these days. And you know, if he wants to go into education or business or whatever he wants to do, you know, I think there's a place for him, whether that's coaching AAU or coaching school basketball. I think he'll be a really good coach. And he's got the opportunity now over the next 4 years. He's committed to Grace. They offered him a scholarship, and he's going to go up there and play for Coach Moore. And I think, you know, we talked about Kurt earlier, how I think Bellarmine is an unbelievable fit for Kurt Hope. I think Grace is an unbelievable fit for Bryson Graber, just with what they have to offer him basketball school-wise, and then outside of the basketball piece, the coaches are just unbelievable.
Well, people. And I saw this quote on Valentine's Day where it talked about you know, when you love somebody, you have to show it. Love is it's a verb; it's not an adjective. And Grace, I mean, they've been down so many. I mean, they've really showed him. Hey, we love you. We want you to come and play. And if, and, you know, Bar E fans, we still have a little whiplash. Frankie Davidson from Fort Wayne Blackhawk. I mean, anybody that thinks that level of basketball is just, I mean, that would be a really good Division II basketball team.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, all those schools in the Crossroads Conference, Indiana Wesleyan, Grace, Marion.
Indiana Wesleyan would be a Division I.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know. And Grace went to Indiana Wesleyan and won this year.
Yep.
So, yeah, when people think sometimes about college basketball, and I was guilty of this as a high school player, and I quickly learned how good that different levels of college basketball are. But, you know, a lot of people think, well, anything below Division I is really not that good at basketball. Well, the Great Lakes Valley Conference Division II around here that USI and UIndy compete in, it's one of the best Division II conferences in the country. And the Crossroads Conference, the NAIA Conference, they would be very comparable with those Division II teams.
Right. Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, quickly here, you know, you talked about Eminence on Saturday, and I've heard some people say, well, why did we pick up Eminence? Well, a couple of things. One, it's not like everybody was knocking down our door to play us. And two, there was that connection with their head coach, Todd Haney. And I know we're sitting here at Red Bones, and I know Larry and Cindy, they fed the guys after the game. And there's that local connection. But sometimes when you get to this point of year, you've got to play who's going to play you.
Yeah. Well, and here's the thing about last weekend. So we had spent, Mr. Ash and I would hate to think about the number of hours that Mr. Ash and I had spent trying to find an opponent for this weekend, for the 19th and the 20th, and we weren't finding anybody. And so last Thursday, with the snow that we got last week, Rock Creek had called us and said, hey, our roads down here aren't very good. Let's try to move our 13th to the 20th.
Yeah.
And we were giddy about that, because then that gave us a game this weekend where we weren't going to have a huge hole. And so then immediately on Thursday, then we started to work to find somebody on Saturday. And, you know, I talked to anybody and everybody. I talked to Cathedral. I talked to Jim Shannon at New Albany. And we just couldn't get anything worked out to where anybody would. And so I'm going through, and I'm just, you know, grasping at straws. And all of a sudden I come across Eminence. And I see Eminence doesn't have a game. And I look up there, and I remember that we had had a conversation in this establishment about the fact that Todd is the head coach there, and obviously Larry and Cindy – very good friends with Todd's dad. And, you know, so I reached out to Todd and I said, hey, I said, come down. And jokingly, but also meaning it, I said, we'll feed your guys at Red Bones. We'll pay for pizza and breadsticks when we're done. And Todd's like, hey, let me talk to my AD. Literally the next morning on Friday, Todd said, hey, we're down there. We're good. Because he didn't know what this week was going to bring for his team with the weather. Right. And so hats off to him. When a lot of teams wouldn't come play us, they said, hey, we'll come play.
Yeah, and that's basically how it happened, and the Vikings picked up two big wins, 51-32 over South Knox on Friday night, 96-47 over Eminence on Saturday. Well, that's been segment one of the Josh Thompson Coaches Show. That's the week that was. We'll talk about the week that is. And last week where we left off, we thought, oh, man, you know, on Friday night, we're going to have a really neat game at Northview. It's going to be awesome. Well, as usual, plans change, and in this case, if you are a Bar E Viking basketball fan, plans have changed for the better, unless, of course, you don't like putting automatic wins in the category, you know, in the win column. Friday night, it's going to be a battle. It's going to be fun. It's going to be up and down. We'll talk about it as the Vikings have picked up a top 10 Class 3A opponent for Friday night. So this is Josh Thompson Coach's Show live at Red Bones. We're going to take a timeout, and when we come back, segment number two, the week that is, back at Red Bones right after this.
Hi everyone, here's your latest forecast from the JT Express Weather Center. For tonight, we're looking at cloudy skies. Could be some areas of light snow, nothing major, dropping down to 20. Then as we head through the day tomorrow, once again, mostly cloudy, some light snow. We're talking inch and a half, nothing major, 25 for the high. For tomorrow night, skies become partly cloudy, dropping to 8. As we head for Friday, partly cloudy, still cold, a high of 22. And that's your latest forecast. I'm WTWO meteorologist Jesse Walker for WAMW.
Are you looking for work? Purdue Farms at Washington is looking for you. Join the winning team now at Purdue Farms. Purdue is looking for general laborers with a shift to meet your needs, competitive salary, benefits, and an on-site medical center. Why wait? Apply online right now at purdue.com/careers. Don't delay. Start your new job today at Purdue Farms in Washington with current openings immediately on all shifts. Purdue is an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, this is Ryan Newman, NASCAR Cup Series driver and champion for a great cause, driven to save lives and organ donation. Look, what I do is dangerous and nobody's invincible, but we can all do something incredible to save the lives of others. That's why I want you to take a moment and register yourself as an organ donor, like me, at driventosavelives.org. You might just become somebody's real hero.
The new Washington Lady Hatchet sectional champion shirts are available at the End Zone, 308 East National Highway in Washington. T-shirts are $10, long sleeve t-shirts $13, crew neck sweatshirts $16, and hoodies for $20. Bigger sizes available too. Call and place your order at 812-254-1895 or stop by the End Zone, 308 East National Highway in Washington. Pictures available on the new End Zone Facebook page.
Hi there, Jackson Hewitt Tax Service here. Want to save some money filing your taxes? File your taxes with Jackson Hewitt now and pay $50 less than you paid someone else last year. That's right, pay $50 less than last year. Have your taxes done by a skilled Jackson Hewitt Tax Pro and get the biggest refund possible, guaranteed. It's win-win-win. Get more, pay less, but act now. The offer won't last. Get your coupon code and offer details at jacksonhewitt.com. That's Jackson Hewitt.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
From our loving and dedicated nursing team to our state-of-the-art rehabilitation center, you will notice the difference at Ketchum Memorial. Owned by the community that we serve, we are honored to be a 5-star rated nursing facility. For more information, call 636-4920.
Hi everyone, here's your latest forecast from the JT Express Weather Center. For tonight, we're looking at cloudy skies. Could be some areas of light snow, nothing major, dropping down to 20. Then as we head through the day tomorrow, once again, mostly cloudy, some light snow. We're talking inch and a half, nothing major, 25 for the high. For tomorrow night, skies become partly cloudy, dropping to 8. As we head for Friday, partly cloudy, still cold, a high of 22. And that's your latest forecast. I'm WTWO meteorologist Jesse Walker for WAMW.
And back for segment number two of the Josh Thompson Coaches Show. I'm Mike DeCourcy, joined by the coach of the Bari Vikings, Josh Thompson. And, Coach, Wednesday night, Red Bones, as we talked about in the open, come hell or high water, we're here every Wednesday night.
Yeah, or snow rearing deep to an Eskimo, as my dad would say.
Hey, being from Pike County, the Winslow Eskimos would appreciate that sentiment.
Yes, they would. Yes, they would.
What is your favorite long-lost consolidated school nickname?
Well, the Epsom Salts are right up there at the top.
Okay.
But, you know, in today's day and age, you know, and not trying to offend the Cougars here, but, you know, the Plainville Midgets. Mm-hmm. I mean, in today's cancel culture, the fact that Coach Dalrymple still has that sign up down there at the end of the gym, I mean, come on.
Oh, that's great. No, I love it when teams do that, and that's really one of the unique things to look at.
I mean, that's a great discussion to have with Albert about the Montgomery Vikings and that's, Alfordsville Yellow
Devils. I hate to, you know, to bring it up too much, but Albert, you know, talks about how the Bar Eve gym, the original Kavanaugh Court, was modeled after the gym at Plainville. So that mm-hmm. was basically that discussion. Well, segment two every week is the week that is. And Coach, you know, I'm not going to lie, I've lost some of my faith from time to time, and I go back and forth in teams that are going, you know, going to play the Vikings, and you think they're going to get a game, and you're going to, and you go back and forth, and there's been so many stops and starts. Friday night, Sullivan mm-hmm. on the road.
Yeah.
Wow. What a pickup. Thank you to Coach Moore.
Yeah.
Top 10 ranked team, the prohibitive favorite in Class 3A to win their sectional, and what a test that's going to be for us.
Yes, it's a great team for us to be playing right now. They're a lot like Lagodie in a lot of different respects. Very athletic. They've got really good guards. The Kelly kid, their point guard, is their top scorer.
Is he a junior or senior?
He's
coach?
A senior this year.
Okay. And where is he going to play at the next level? Because
I don't
there's
know
a place for him.
Yes, I don't know that he's committed yet, but you know, he simulates a lot what we're going to see in the sectional with a scoring point guard. You know, like North Davies, but then like I said, the rest of their team is very similar to Lagodie. The Hills kid that moved in there from Illinois. And that's playing for them this year is a really good athletic big man. So he simulates the Bauer kid from Lagodie a lot. So, you know, like playing South Knox last Friday was good for us going into the tournament. Playing Sullivan on the road, always a tough place to play. But again, like we talked about, hats off to these teams picking us up and playing us. Not everybody wanted to play us. So really, really happy that we could get a game there with Sullivan. Our game with Evansville Christian that we were supposed to play at home on Tuesday, I don't think that surprised anybody that game got canceled.
No.
But when we had an opportunity to pick up Sullivan and the fact that Evansville Christian, not only are they playing their Christian state tournament this weekend, but they have a ton of games left to play.
Right.
So we just reached out to them and said, hey, we're not going to hold you to this. We're going to go ahead and move on and pick up Sullivan. I think it's a great pickup for us.
Side note real quick, Evansville Christian, are they eligible for the IHSA tournament, or is that next year?
They will be eligible next year.
And yeah. We, talking with Darren Wilcher and everybody beforehand, Evansville Christian, they're going to, you know, they're coming, and they're coming fast.
Yeah, they're a team. We've got a lot of different moves and shakes that we've got to make to our schedule next year. But they're a team that we have definitely talked about picking up, because they're a team that down there in sectional 64 is going to make a lot of noise here over the next couple of years.
Yeah, they certainly are. So Sullivan on Friday night, as I said, currently ranked in the top 10 of Class 3A, and the Vikings, of course, top ranked in Class 1A. Going to be a great ball game, hopefully, and, you know, knock on wood. I know we're supposed to get another inch or two of snow tonight. You being the Jesse Walker of Red Bones, you say we're not going to get that much, and we're good for Friday night. Josh Thompson, the eternal optimist.
Well, I am the eternal optimist, but if you're thinking that I've got any skill as a weather forecaster, I told my wife the other day we were probably only going to get 2 or 3 inches on this last round. So
how'd that turn out for you?
That didn't turn out very well. You know, it's kind of like on Twitter that people will repost tweets that people put out there. And
yeah.
This tweet didn't age well. My prediction didn't age well. But and then Saturday we go to Rock Creek, and hopefully.
And I'll stop you right there. You know, talking about another team that they knocked off Lanesville, who was supposed to be the sectional favorite over at sectional, they got 61 or 62.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, Rock Creek Academy, you know, Coach Brown over there does a nice job, and he's a guy where you just don't know who he's going to have from one year to the next.
Yeah.
But you know, certainly another team that's going to give you some challenges with some size.
Yeah, they're really long. They're very athletic. He gets a lot of those kids from that Jeffersonville, New Albany area. They have some kids that move over from Louisville. They have some exchange students that come in from Africa. So they have a lot of length and athleticism, and they play a lot of zone because, you know, their bigs are not extremely mobile, but they do a pretty good job inside on a 2-3 zone, a 1-2-2 zone. So we'll see a lot of that on Saturday, and hopefully we get that game in. Coach Brown, I was talking to him today, and he was telling me he was fearful that they were going to get a lot of snow from this system. The weatherman a little bit, like, you know, us coaches, we try to be weatherman.
Yeah, you do it all.
He was saying Sellersburg could get 2-4 tonight, so hopefully that doesn't ring true and we can get that game in on Saturday.
I had this dream last night, Coach, and I'm not going to get too far into it, but I had a dream that it was a warm late April day, and you and I were up in the booth at you know, calling Barry baseball again, and I love a little bit of winter, but man. I think I'm ready to get to the end of our season, into the tournament. I'm ready to get kids back in class every day.
Yes.
and move on, and I know you are too.
Yes, it's been a little bit depressing. I think e-learning's been tough. You know, you had mentioned this off the air about how e-learning is okay for a day or two, but then you know, you get into education to be around kids,
right.
And
yeah.
Being around kids
is
not you know, what you want to do through a screen. So it's been tough. It's definitely not probably been as tough for me doing PE and health stuff as it has been for people like Tim Schwartz and Trooper trying to teach math.
Right.
And Mr. Anderson, Mr. Roy teaching science classes. So hopefully we can get back sooner than later, and hopefully the weather does not impede us playing Sullivan and Rock Creek this weekend.
Yeah, certainly. Well, that's the week that is. It's Bar Eve on the road on Friday night. Knock on wood or whatever you are around right now. The Vikings hitting the road against a top 10 ranked Class 3A opponent in Sullivan Saturday down at Sellersburg against Rock Creek Academy, and the Vikings the next to last week of the regular season. So we're going to take a timeout. That's been the week that was, the week that is, and we always try to have a little fun on the last segment, and that's what we're going to do. And we're back for the Josh Thompson Coaches Show at Red Bones after this timeout.
Hi, this is Chris from Full Metal Armory. Full Metal Armory is now open and stocked with the biggest selection of new and used firearms. We have a wide variety of holsters, cases, and many other accessories. While you're here, check out our indoor gun range or new axe throwing range. Yearly and monthly memberships to the gun range are now on sale. And don't forget about our Platinum memberships that include 24-hour access to the range. Full Metal Armory is located in Hobstock, a mile north of the Speedway on 41. Come by and see us today.
Hi, this is Chantel from Bill Dobson Ford's Auto Renew Department. Keeping your vehicle in tip-top shape is our mission. Our Auto Renew Department can do it all. We will make sure your vehicle shines as bright as the day that you drove it off the lot. Stop by today and ask me about our ceramic coating and Scotchgard. Our ceramic coating doesn't just make your vehicle shine, it protects against some of the toughest elements on the road. All our work is high quality, and we always guarantee our workmanship. Come by and see us today. And remember, a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Sneakers Bar and Grill, Highway 50 is ready to serve you delicious food you can carry out or dine in Montgomery. Don't forget the big Icelandic codfish sandwich. It takes two hands to handle this catch. Sneakers Grill has a full menu of delicious sandwiches like the famous sneaker melt, tenderloins, mushrooms, chicken livers, and hearts. And Wednesday night is Wing Wednesday, serving bone and boneless wings with Matt's hot sauce, honey barbecue, and garlic parm. Call 812-486-2597 for carryout at Sneakers in Montgomery. The WAMW texting service is powered by the Daviess County Health Department. Find out the latest on the vaccine with the Daviess County Health Department by texting WAMW at 812-254-9269. Use the texting service for news tips, sports scores, birthdays, anniversaries, or just to drop us some information.
812-254-9269. Text us anytime. Our texting service is powered by the Daviess County Health Department.
Hi, everyone. Here's your latest forecast from the JT Express Weather Center. For tonight, we're looking at cloudy skies. Could be some areas of light snow, nothing major, dropping down to 20. Then as we head through the day tomorrow, once again, mostly cloudy, some light snow. We're talking inch and a half, nothing major, 25 for the high. For tomorrow night, skies become partly cloudy, dropping to 8. As we head for Friday, partly cloudy, still cold, a high of 22. And that's your latest forecast. I'm WTWO meteorologist Jesse Walker for WAMW.
And back for segment number three of the Josh Thompson Coaches Show, live at Red Bones every Wednesday night, Red Bones Grill. As we've talked about, Coach, it is the date night capital for both the Thompsons and the DeCourcys basically every week. And there are nights on weekends where maybe we might eat somewhere else, and it almost feels like we're cheating on our friends Larry and Cindy.
Well, you know, you had actually mentioned this earlier in the show, with Valentine's Day being this week, which, by the way, I thought I killed it.
What did you do, Coach? Well,
I got a Hallmark card this year.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
I switched places with my wife at a volleyball tournament in Indianapolis and drove home in a blizzard. So I think that's the gift that keeps on giving. Tell us about yours.
It definitely is. Well, I thought I knocked it out of the park with this Hallmark card. My wife does not like flowers or anything like that, so got her this really nice Hallmark card. And then she, made this, you know, obviously with her job, she knows how to make all these fancy videos and stuff. She made this teary-eyed video of our relationship.
I watched it.
And she just
gave it a like, but it was like, dude, I'm not doing this.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I don't know how much time she killed me. She killed me. She one-upped me big time on that. But, you know, you talked about how love is a verb. I mean, this place is a place that you love to come eat, you love to come hang out, and you love to see your friends. And it's a great place with the family side that you can bring your kids in and enjoy a great meal with the kids.
Yeah, certainly is. Well, final segment, and usually we try to have some fun. We try to make some jokes. Tonight, not going to be that. But, Coach, I got my being a member of all the coaches associations in the state. I mean, that's kind of my participation card for being a junior high coach for all these years. And I think a lot of times we equate good coaches with their wins and losses record. Mm-hmm. And I think that's always, I think that's a moving target. You know, for example, I know we're friends, we go back a long time, but I remember 2015, the boys basketball regional. That's year the Vikings win the state championship. You're a young coach at Wood Memorial. It's your first, dip and taste in real tournament success. And sitting with some of your friends who had helped put in that game plan that week, you guys got to halftime against Orleans, who was heavily favored in the game. Mm-hmm. and your friend said, now wait, here comes the halftime adjustment, and this is what they're going to try to do, and they're going to, this is going to be, it's either going to be, it's going to be spectacular, it's going to be a dramatic failure.
Yeah.
And it ended up being spectacular, and it's one of the biggest upsets I've ever seen. But in your mind, Coach, talk about some of the coaches who you think maybe, if you look at them on John Harrell's website, mm-hmm. and the record isn't great, mm-hmm. but you look at them and you go, those guys can coach anybody. And if they were, I'm not going to say in a different spot, but one day when their ship does come in and they do get a run of talent, they're going to do major league damage. Who are some of these coaches that you think that are underrated and that are really, really good? And I know all you coaches, you talk to each other.
Yeah.
You talk to each other a lot.
Yeah.
Where you just go, man, the personnel isn't great right now, but that coach gets the most out of everything, and they do really good stuff.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, you got me going on this segment here, and I wish we had probably another half hour. But, you and I talk a lot about this and about coaches and stuff that they do, and I think Southwestern Indiana, unfortunately for me, is blessed with tons of great coaches. And, you talked about, Coach of the Year voting took place for HBCA stuff this year. And I'm going to give my hats off to two guys in our sectional, the two guys I voted for. C- Coach Dalrymple and Coach Haywood. I think those guys have done phenomenal jobs with their teams this year, and teams that I don't necessarily think everybody thought were going to have spectacular years, except for people like me that knew that the personnel Brent had this year at North Davies.
Hey, now I'm going to stop you right there. I called it beforehand. I thought North Davies, when they got past some of the gaga and everything else and went back to doing things the way that they had done it, kind of like you, yeah. I just thought, man, they're going to have a really good season. They're going to win way more close games than they lose, mm-hmm. and here they are.
Well, the guys that Brent has this year, you know, Brent likes to coach a certain way, and his style of coaching is very similar to a guy that I coach with, Ron McBride. And I think Brent does a tremendous job. And the guys that he has this year really are able to play exactly the way he wants to play. Like I mentioned with Ryan, I think Ryan runs a lot of great sets. But his sets that he runs put guys in the right spot at the right time. And, you know, you look at guys like Silas Bauer, who I think really flourished under Ryan Haywood.
Yeah.
And a lot of that is because of where Ryan has got Silas playing.
And I said that on the I was going back watching and listening to our broadcast last year, the sectional. Mm-hmm. You know, you had to not have a brain to look at where we are now, mm-hmm. and go, oh, man, you know, bar even look. I mean, like, everybody knew when these kids were in junior high, mm-hmm. we were going to be in this spot.
Yeah.
And I think Ligoti was probably a year tardy on that,
mm-hmm.
but I think when Coach Haywood got there, you know, the gap closed, and it closed very, very quickly.
Absolutely, because he's got those guys in the spots that they need to be in and to be successful. And you look at a kid like Peyton Bledsoe, who I think now has become one of the top sophomores in the state, and having a great season. So those were the guys that I picked as my guys that I voted for. But I will tell you one guy that I think does a heck of a job and has always done a great job is Heath Howington at Evansville Memorial. Mm-hmm. Heath did a tremendous job at North Posey, promoted his program, got the most out of different guys that he had. Moving on now this year to Memorial, and they've won a lot more games this year than a lot of people expected Memorial to win. They beat some teams that they probably shouldn't have beat. But, you know, I go back to the fact that, you know, a guy like Heath, I think he could win a lot of games in a lot of different spots just with what he does. But, you know, Southwestern Indiana is blessed with a ton of really good coaches.
And talk real quick. I know a guy you talk about a lot off air, Bryson Abel at Shoals.
Oh, yeah. I would be tremendously remiss if I didn't mention Bryson, because I think the mark of a good coach is – where do your guys perform as far as their ability level? And Bryson, his kids consistently are always playing above their ability level.
In boxing, we would call it punching above your weight.
Absolutely. And, you know, I talked to him even this year about that team that he had with the Tishner kid 2 years ago when we went to the state finals, that if they were in any other sectional that year, they would have won it. And had we not won the sectional, I think they would have won the regional that year. And, you know, Bryson did a great job with that team, and he continuously does a tremendous job with his teams.
All right, Coach. Well, closing thoughts on anything?
Well, we get the sectional draw on Sunday.
Yep.
We haven't mentioned that yet. 3:30 on Sunday.
I've tried to steer away from that, but anything you want to say about it?
Okay. Well, no, I mean, it is what it is, but I hope we draw Tuesday. I've always been a big fan of drawing Tuesday. I just think that gets your team ready, you know, when you get all the jitters out of the way. Versus sitting around and kind of waiting on things to play out on Friday. But, you know, it is what it is. I realize we're probably going to have to play the other three best teams in the sectional like we did last year. So it is what it is.
Well, and that's one thing, you know, when you came to Bar Eve, you know, 3 years ago, that's a big similarity I've seen with you and your predecessor, Coach Hughes, is sometimes you just expect, hey, this is the way it's going to be. I'm going to play three games, and I'm probably going to play the three best teams.
Absolutely, and I wouldn't expect to see anything less than that on Sunday.
All right. Well, that's been this week's episode and edition of the Josh Thompson Coaches Show, live at Red Bones every Wednesday night, where we talk about the week that was, the week that is, and the week that will be. And, of course, Bar Eve, two wins last week, now 19-2 on the season, two more ball games, and hopefully we get those in. And if you hear this right here, that is Mike DeCourcy knocking on wood that we get to go to Sullivan on Friday night, and Rock Creek Academy on Saturday, and then next week the senior night up at Bloomfield, last regular season game, and tournament draw on Saturday. Lots of stuff going on, and hopefully it's going to be a very, very exciting wrapping up of the season for these Bari Vikings. So that's going to do it, and we can't encourage you any more strongly. Coach, last word, come to Red Bones, get yourself some food, get yourself some, an appetizer. It's the best dining experience in the area.
As Cartman says on South Park, appetizer is what we eat before we eat the food.
South Park has never been quoted, so God bless you, Coach Thompson, for that. So that's going to do it for the Josh Thompson Coaches Show every Wednesday night here at Red Bones Grill in Montgomery. So for Bari basketball coach Josh Thompson, I am Mike DeCourcy, and we will catch you on Friday night in Sullivan. God bless and go Vikings. Good night, everybody.
Four-star country, the General.